The technique you're about to learn is as simple as A, B, C. Yet it can be more powerful than any method you've previously encountered to help you discover your own self-acceptance and healthy self-esteem. Perhaps the best thing about this method is that it puts you in control of your inner state. You might think of it as always being in control. A. Why you don't enjoy healthy self-esteem. If you had to narrow it down, what do you believe keeps you from having healthy self-esteem right now? Why can't you accept yourself as you are? And specifically, what makes you feel bad? Do you experience recurring bouts of sadness, anger, frustration, hopelessness, anxiety, other bad feelings? Make a list right now of the feelings that disturb your inner peace. I'm totally serious. Put down the book, find a pen and paper, or your computer, iPad, or similar, and make the list. You'll find this information extremely valuable later on. If you are genuinely serious about your desire for healthy self-esteem, create a folder on your computer or locate a small notebook to use during the coming weeks. This is your private self-esteem workbook. Caution: never allow anyone else access to your workbook. It may contain sensitive information for your eyes only. Now, ask yourself, do you blame your bad feelings primarily on others or on something within you? When do you believe these feelings first showed up in your life? Is it possible that they started many years ago? Perhaps during or following a prior relationship, an earlier job or occupation, in school or even at home during your childhood? Were you abused, spoiled, criticized, shown no respect, laughed at or teased, abandoned or ignored? If so, who did these things to you? Write this information down, please. We don't expect you to know the answers to every question right away. We do ask that you agree to keep an open mind about the possibilities. Meanwhile, let's explore bad feelings in general. First, let me clarify what we mean by one term: core level. Your core level refers to your innermost being, the deepest levels of your subconscious mind. What makes you tick? Your soul. To listeners who are familiar with computers, your core level is where your operating system got installed and where all of your software programs reside. Okay, at a core level, the human nervous system recognizes only two emotions, love and fear. Which do you prefer? When filled with feelings of love, are you at peace? Doesn't everything in your world appear beautiful? Is there any better feeling? Of course, we all know how it feels to be afraid, even terrified. Fear is not a good feeling. To the human nervous system, all emotions other than love or fear represent some mixture of these two. What's more, every negative emotion represents a fear of something. Anger: fear that someone has said or done something to harm you. Frustration: fear that no matter how many times you try to accomplish something, you will not be able to complete it successfully. Guilt: fear that something you did in the past either has or will result in unwanted harm to someone or something. Shame: fear that some past act or thought of yours was so dastardly that you could never justify it or recover from how others would view you should it become known. Anxiety: fear that something unwanted may happen in the future, over which you have no control. Sadness and bereavement: fear that you have lost something or someone of great personal value that you can never recover. Depression: fear that little hope exists for you to ever achieve what you desire. Love, happiness, success, wealth, good health, respect, etc.